In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
At this time, we'll remember the saints who have passed before. Earl Crooks. Elaine Crooks. Tyler Crooks. Bob Wilkins. Micah Kendrick. Judy Descent, Christy Dolan, Rosie Flores, Rick LaCroix, Cal Cooper, Vicky Cooper, Roger Varner, Lori Weiss, Rachel Brundy, Larry Anderson, Pastor Jesse, Pastor Stoltz, Jeff Stoltz, Edith Beal, Ramona Butler, Lois Look, Webb Lewin, Linda Bierman C. Bierman, Theodore Bierman, Ward Engelbrecht, Jack Heck, Valerie Moe, Joe Hall, J. Jerry Rundich. Marge Meyer. Ken Meyer. Rick Cochi. Gene Bardwell. Raymond Brooks. Olga Brooks. David Emerson. William Bisonovec. John Hawley. William Weisner. Bob Quaid. William Hamdorf. Ruth Hamdorf. Ella Beebe. Marjorie Martinson. Michael Ferrari. Tim Shar. Pastor Shar. Olda Shar. Pastor Ringham. Andrew Shar. Fritz Shar. Earl Greer. Lita Greer. Barbara Shar. Herman Shar. Carter Shar. John Shar. Anna Shar. Benjamin Shar. Emily Shar. Morris Shar. Murray Holden. Betty Greer. Robert Warrens. Rudy Wendland. William Wendland. Albert Wendland. Charlie Banks. Lamont Banks. Raymond Groom. Margaret Archibald. Elder Grubowski. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Let's continue with the service. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart to confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. By virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are my rock and my fortress.
And for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit.
You have redeemed me, O Lord.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
First, I'm going to add that the hymn of praise will be "This is the Feast" in your bulletin. Faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who you love, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever. Confessional reading this morning. We'll continue on with the readings for All Saints Day. The first reading is from the Revelation to St. John, the 7th chapter, beginning with verse 2. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." But I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one can number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying to me, "Who are these arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to the living fountains of waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Here endeth our first reading. We continue with the gradual printed in your bulletin. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you.
In his heart are my graces assigned.
Our epistle reading is from 1 John, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 1. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it does not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has put their hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure." Here endeth our epistle reading. Please rise for the Alleluia verse. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel is written in the 5th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he, Jesus, went up on a mountain. And when he had was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Here endeth the gospel reading. Let us confess our Christian faith with the Apostles' Creed, found on page 12. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated with, as we continue with our sermon hymn. Thank you. theme is Saints, Hope, and the Life to Come, based off our gospel reading, Matthew 5, the Beatitudes. The grace, mercy, and peace of Christ Jesus rest upon each and every one of you. Amen. Blessed All Saints Day. So what is a saint? A saint is a holy person. So what does it mean to be holy? Does it mean to be the embodiment of a good virtue? A hero of the faith? That is usually what you think of. Like St. Peter, St. Paul, and St. Mary. Now these are saints. I'm no saint is a common statement of a humble person who's all too well acquainted with his own sin. And she's such a saint is a common way to compliment someone of noble character, someone who does no wrong, who distinguishes themselves above all others, who do not sin, perhaps even do a miracle or two. Those are the true saints. The true holy ones, right? But that isn't actually what it means to be holy. To be holy means to be set apart by God for his own purpose. You do not make yourself holy by your own good works. Rather, God makes you holy by grace according to his love for you. Dear saints in Christ, the Beatitudes, the nine blessings Jesus proclaims in the opening of his sermon on the Sermon on the Mount, the traditional gospel reading for All Saints Day. The saints are blessed. Nevertheless, just as many misunderstand and think that you become a saint by performing better than others, so many think that this sermon of Jesus is a lesson on how you become a saint. If you do these things listed in the Beatitudes, then you will become a saint. And God will bless you. But that is not what Jesus is teaching in this reading. Jesus is not teaching you how to become saints. Rather, he is describing what saints are like. And Jesus tells you that the saints are blessed forever. You become a saint when God sets you apart for his own purpose. In the epistle reading from 1 John chapter 3, the apostle writes, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are." How do you become a child of God? It's by the love of God. God sent his Son into the world to save sinners, to give his life as a ransom for many. The saints, dressed in white robes, standing before the throne of God in heaven, made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. That is, they were forgiven all their sins for the sake of Jesus' bloody death upon the cross. That is how they were washed clean. That is how they are able to be called children of God. God made you into a saint when you were baptized, because it was in your baptism that God washed away all your sins in the blood of the Lamb, Christ Jesus. In baptism, you were joined to Christ and he to you. You became a member of the communion of saints, a people set apart by God to be his holy people forever. It is through faith in God's promise of forgiveness and salvation that you become a saint. It is through faith in the blood of Christ that you believe that you are a saint now. Yes, it is through faith that you believe that you are a saint. Faith, not sight, tells you that you are a saint. Because your sainthood does not depend upon your actions, but upon the loving compassion of God in Christ Jesus. This again is why St. John says in his epistle reading, Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. He must tell you that you are God's children, because if you looked at yourself, you would not come to that deduction. It must be believed by faith. What you will be has not yet appeared means that you are not yet perfect and without sin, as you will be when you see Jesus Christ as he is in the heavenly splendor. Nevertheless, you are God's children now. You are saints now. Even here in this valley of sorrows, surrounded by sickness and death, and bogged down by your own weaknesses, you're still blessed. This is what Jesus is telling you today. In the first four blessings of the Beatitudes, Jesus describes how the saints on earth are blessed because they receive God's grace and mercy. Here Jesus describes you. You are poor in spirit. You don't have anything to offer to God. You come to him before him empty-handed, like beggars, worse than empty-handed. You come to lay before the Lord the words you wish you had not said, your anger and hatred, your deepest regrets. You don't come as a glorious throng of sinless heroes, but as sinners who have hurt others by your actions and careless words, who have stained your souls with impure thoughts and actions. You mourn your sinful condition and the corruption of the world. And God comforts you here and gives you a heavenly kingdom as your inheritance. You are eternally blessed because God has had mercy on you for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. While you can and should confidently confess to be saints and children of God, you do not boast in yourself. Saints are meek. They're humble. They're lowly creatures. But your boasting is excluded by the law of faith, which teaches that you receive all good things, including your position as children of God, through the grace of Jesus Christ. So you do not boast in yourself, but you boast in the Lord. The Lord has saved you from your miserable condition and has laid up treasures for you in heaven by the merits of Christ. You come to God hungry and thirsty. You hunger and your stomach is empty and you have no food in it. You thirst and your body needs water. Your souls are hungry and they thirst. You desire desperately to be fed a righteousness that you do not have. Your works are garbage. You have fallen short of the glory of God. And God bestows upon you the righteousness of Christ so that you are fully satisfied, lacking nothing. You have all you need to enter into heaven. This is not the picture of saints that you often paint, but this is how Jesus describes those who are eternally blessed. Saints are sinners who have been rescued from their sins by God's grace through the suffering and death of Christ. Sinners become saints through faith, not by their works. Beloved, you are God's children now. And children imitate their father. Not perfectly. You still sin in this world. But God has set you apart even now to behave as his children in this life. And with the next three blessings, Jesus describes the fruits of faith produced by saints in this life. Saints on earth are merciful because they have received mercy from God. Holy Scripture urges you to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. How can you come before God with penitent hearts? Lay your guilt and shame before Jesus, with a certain hope that he will wash it away in his blood and give you refuge from God's wrath and his wounds. When you in turn to the one that has offended you and refuse to forgive them. You know, you have offended God much greater than you actually grasp with your minds. I mean, he sacrificed his own son to pay the price for your sins. And God graciously and willingly forgives you and invites you to come closer to him. To come to him not only for forgiveness, but for the help in every need. And you can say that another has offended you so greatly that you refuse to forgive them. To refuse the mercy to others, which you so freely received from Christ. No, but with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. If you do not forgive the trespasses of others, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. You see, saints forgive. Saints are merciful because saints have received mercy. And whenever a saint on earth forgives and puts away his anger, he confesses that God in heaven has forgiven him. To be pure in heart means to worship God in truth, to confess pure doctrine and to reject what is false. True worship is to receive forgiveness, life, and salvation from God through faith. It is those who have faith in God's promises who will later see with their own eyes that which they trust in through faith. They shall see the God who dwells in their heart through faith. Peacemakers will be called sons of God. This is because God is the ultimate peacemaker. He made peace between you and him through the blood of Christ Jesus on his cross. Even while you were still sinners, before you ever apologized or turned away from your sin, Christ died for you. So you desire peace with those who sin against you, even before they repent. When you seek to become reconciled with your enemies, to willingly apologize when you do wrong, to forgive those who sin against you, you confess that you are God's children. God is the God of peace. You are his children who seek peace through Jesus Christ, both between you and God and between one another. These are the fruits of faith produced by the saints on earth. Saints do good works because Christ dwells in them through faith. Still, the flesh is weak. The flesh has selfishly kept you from showing mercy towards your neighbor. Have you refused to forgive others, even as God has forgiven you? Has your heart been impure, seeking after things that are not God's, such as money, possessions, or leisure, while neglecting true worship? Have you failed to stand up for the truth of God's word and accepted lies? Have you neglected to work toward peace and rather remained at enmity with others? How greatly the sinful human nature fights against the saints on earth. So repent, turn back to God empty-handed, meek, and mourning over your sins. And let God comfort you and confer upon you eternal blessings for Christ's sake. God will satisfy your soul's desire and strengthen you in faith. This is how it is with the saints on earth. Now, in the final two blessings, Jesus says that the saints will suffer here upon earth. The saints don't often live glamorous lives here upon earth. Now, they're often mocked, ridiculed, and accused of all sorts of evil on account of their faith in Christ. They're beaten. They're in prison. They're killed for Christ's sake. You see this happen even today around the world. Now, you might not personally face the persecution as strongly as other Christians, Though it is likely you'll be called names and disliked for your faith in the teachings of the Bible, yet, even if you face little persecution in your day-to-day life, you still suffer for Christ, because the church is one body, united with Christ. Jesus told Saul that he was persecuting him, and Saul was attacking Christians. When your brothers and sisters in Christ are being imprisoned and killed across the world, you must bear that cross with them. When your fellow Christians are attacked, when they confess the faith, you are attacked. This is why you regularly pray for the whole church of God. And by doing so, you join in the suffering by crying out to our merciful God. Dear saints in Christ, the persecution of the saints in this life reminds you of the saints' hope is not in this life. Your hope is in the life to come. You look forward to joining those saints who have gone before you, where you will hunger and thirst no more, for God will wipe away the last tear from your eyes. And celebrating All Saints Day, you thank God not only that he has made you saints, even now, as you are indeed his children today, but you thank God for the saints who have gone before you, who have set an example for you in the faith and in good works, and whom you will be indeed joined together in an innumerable throng, where you will be clothed in white robes and singing praises to God and Redeemer Jesus Christ. Yes, you are saints now. The glorious day will come when you will see this with your own eyes. Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Blessed are you, O God, and blessed are those whom you have redeemed through the blood of the Lamb, washed in the saving water of baptism and brought to faith by the Spirit. Keep us in this faith and in holy fear, lest we depart from your way and are lost to the eternal future you have prepared for us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, salvation belongs to you and to the Lamb. Preserve Matthew, our synodical president, Brady, our district president, Greg, our circuit visitor, and all pastors as they bring the message of salvation. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass through him, with him through the gate of death and the grave to the joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all power and might are yours forever and ever. Give wisdom to Donald, our president, Tim, our governor, and to all who make, administer, and judge our laws. Allow them to serve with honor and let their decisions be well-pleasing unto you. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Father, remember the sick, the homebound, those who mourn, and all that are afflicted, especially Vernon, Barb, Marianne, Jerry, Patty, Kristen, Julie, Marge, Wally, Roger, Sarah, Helen, Rod, Bev, Carlene, Carol, Pastor Moe, Mike, Jenna, Dennis, Ruth, Janet, Tammy, Roger, Steve, Larry, Rachel, Shirley, Deanna, Robin, Brianna, Chuck, Lizia, Gordon, Deb, Pastor Fish, Mary, Billy, Ted, Tony, the Langton family, the Leslie family, Grace, and Melinda. Strengthen them to endure their suffering And in your compassion, keep them in the true faith until the day of the final deliverance, health, and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, bless all who hunger and thirst for righteousness, that in faithfulness they would approach the altar, trust the words of Christ, and receive his very body and blood for the sustenance of their bodies and souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Heavenly Father, grant that we may be brought to everlasting life with the faithful who have gone before us and who now rest from their labors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
O God, you knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
standing with those of every tribe and nation, before the throne and before the Lamb, we rejoice and cry out, salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. To him be the glory with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you.
Give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all us, your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a crowd of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Body of Christ, given to death for your son. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your son. Take, eat. This is the true body of Christ, given to death for your son. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, the true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. Take, drink, true blood of Christ, shed for remission of all your sins. God is true body and blood of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Strengthen and preserve your body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. Take, eat, true body of Christ, given
Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless be the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.